Right, well, we're at stop four now. We've walked over the road from the war memorial and up the road towards Slapton Village. Just passed over the bridge and we're standing on the observation platform just after the bridge. And we can see most of Slapton Lee, the freshwater lake, separated from the sea by the Shingle Ridge. The whole area is a National Nature Reserve and it's the highest grade of conservation area that there is in the country, and it covers about 180 hectares of land. And I suppose that there's two things about Slapton National Nature Reserve. One is the variety of habitats you get here. There are all sorts of habitats. There's the Shingle Ridge, the lake, there's forests, there's mixed deciduous woodlands, there's the reed beds, streams and so on. So there's all these different habitats. And the other important thing is that you get quite a few rare species here living there, particular birds and plant species that only live in Slapton or nearby.
Yeah, just sitting here, you can hear all of the different kind of birds, can't you? All the different noises. So there must be an awful lot of species.
Are there any sort of particular rare species that are unique to Slapton?
There's a bird called Chetty's Warbler, which lives virtually only in the Slapton area. And there's a plant called Strapwort, which is apparently very rare, but quite common around the paths around the lake. Those two and others. I mean, it's a habitat for lots and lots of different birds and all sorts of different animals here. If you come down really early in the morning, you can sometimes see otters swimming under the bridge.
You mentioned earlier the sort of thoughts about leaving the road to disintegrate. I mean, if that is breached, what would happen to the freshwater Lee here?
Yeah, it would become a salt marsh. It would be like the water behind Portland, Mill, which is saline, is brackish. And so the freshwater fish wouldn't be able to survive, and a lot of the habitats would change. But the thing is, you can't really fight against nature. In the long term, nature will win. So I don't think the road is the answer. Ultimately, the bridge will go. And we'll be back to what it was 200 years ago.
Right.
We're moving on to stop five now, which is halfway along the Shingle Ridge between the road to Slapton and the village of Torcross. You can see Torcross in the distance, so if you walk along the ridge about halfway,